We're picking up Siman Ayin Vav, Dusav Aleph again. So the Torah said there's a prohibition of saying words of Kedusha, whether it's Torah, Tefillah, etc., in the presence of excrement, of Tzoya. So now the Torah, the language is that it has to be covered. So the first thing it says, if Tzoya Bashosh, is if it's covered in a way which is visible, it's covered by something which is glass. So it's covered, but it's visible. What's the halacha? So Mutal Likris Kenegda, you're allowed to read, say words of Kriya Shema, Torah, etc., in the presence of that soya, as long as it's covered, even though it's visible. Because the main point that the Torah requires is it has to be covered. The Torah says it has to be, you should cover it. That which comes out, which a person expels on the body, but and it's covered. Okay. Sif cut an olive. Bashoshis, who shall call schuchis? Who shall schuchis? Oy dover achra haman. Here it's either something which is glass or something else which is visible, which is transparent. I'm sorry. Likrois. So dada b'chol halachas elu atzim and peches. All of the halachas from the next 10 simonim. And the previous simanim which you mentioned, Ayin Gimel, Ayin Dal, and Ayin Hey. Kamakam Shenizkar Adin, the Linyan Kriya Shema, whenever we mention Kriya Shema, Bein Linyan Heter, Bein Linyan Isser, whether we're saying you're allowed to say Kriya Shema, or you may not say Kriya Shema, who lav dafka Kriya Shema? Kriya Shema is just an example. Do it in Torah, Utfila, Bacholanyan, Kedusha. Anything which is learning Torah or words of Tfila, are going to have this issue. Ubein shomer meloshon hakodesh, ubein meloshon chol. Whether you're saying this in Hebrew, meloshon hakodesh, or you're saying it in a different language, it's all going to be either, it'll have the same halach as Kriya Shema.
Good evening, Dr. Cooper.
Okay, connect us. You're allowed to read it in the presence of this item, this soya, since it's covered. However, v'imagil or reach ra is osur. However, if you can smell it, see, even though the Torah says that it should be covered, that the point of being covered is it's no longer together with you in the same place. Well, it is, because the presence is there through its smell. That's going to make it osur. Bafilul mandomer b'simen ein tes sipes. We'll see later on that there's an opinion which says the afsaka ma'elus the reach ra, that if there's a separation, there's some type of a between the where the tzoya is and the person is. There's a hafsaka. There's a separation. Even though he can smell it, it's going to be mutter. We don't paskin like that, but there is such an opinion. But even according to that opinion, it's referring to davka mechitza shubr shus b'fnei atzmai al kviyas kalila. That's referring to that there's two separate rooms. So you could put up something which would constitute a halachic mechitza, some type of a division between the two, and that's going to be sufficient according to that opinion for reach ra, because the tzoya is in one place, and the reach ra is in a different place. You know, it extends even to the other place, but it's two separate rooms, two separate places, etc. But that's referring to only because it's a different rishus, different place. However, over here, it's in the same rishus. Just it's covered with a kli, that will not help for reach ra. Kamokam ein tzarich b'zeh dal ramis mimokam shekol ha'reach el kolzman shemegia lo b'sagi. We did do this. That's right. Okay. Now, so he raises the following question: there is a halacha in a case where the tzoya is not covered, but it's not. It's beyond him. He's not right next to him, so he has to move away from the tzoya as long as the smell extends. The smell it no longer reaches him. So does he need to? The halacha is that not only that he has to, from that point, move away four amos, and then he can say divrei kedusha.
No, he doesn't.
That's when the tzoya is not covered. We're saying that even though we're saying covering doesn't help, when the smell reaches you, to permit it, different than a mechitza, which according to one opinion, the mechitza will help even though the smell is reaching you. Covering it does not help for the smell reaching you, but it does cover that you do not need to move 4 amos away from the end of the smell. So if the smell extends 15, 20 feet, he doesn't have to move 20 feet plus another pharamas. He has to move 20 feet, and that's all he has to move. Now, that, however, he says, this seems to be a steer in the Prima Gadim. He calls the Prima Gadim a Simon Zeth. The Prima Gadim here says that Kisui accomplishes. Now, we'll see later on that what's the issue? That we differentiate in halacha between what's called a reach rash yesh l'ikr and a reach rash ein l'ikr, a bad smell which is has a source to it, and a bad smell which doesn't have a source. A person passes gas; it's a bad smell. You cannot say divrei tefila in the presence of a bad smell. A person passes gas, but over there, since there's not there, it's just the gas. It's all there is. It's just the smell. There's nothing which is producing the smell at this point in time. There, you do not need to move four amas away from the smell. You just have to move away from that. You can't smell it anymore. That's all you need. Ruach rash, a reach rash yesh l'ikr, however, requires dalet amas. So the question now is, when you cover the tzoya, does it get a halachic status as if the tzoya is not there with you? And therefore, it's a reach rash ein l'ikr, and therefore it does not require dalet amas at the end of the smell. Or since, we say the opposite, that since the smell is present, the kisui is not effective, and therefore you have the it's a reach rash yesh l'ikr, and therefore you need dalet amas beyond that point. So then he says, simen ayin tes mishazov nishar b'tzarech iyun vayim simen ayin tes b'ir alocha, which he's going where there in that b'ir alocha, he discusses this differentiate between the different reach rash yesh l'ikr and reach rash ein l'ikr. So that's where he. In his introduction to Siman Ayin Tes, he talks about this idea. Now, the Bir Alocha does bring over there from the Chai Odom, but the Chai Odom says this, the Din of Dalet Amos is a Din Rabbanan. Now you need Dalet Amos from Mokam Shekola Reya because it's Din Rabbanan. In other words, you have to move away from the smell itself, that's a Din Rais, when they're Soya. Reach Rasha Ein Lo'ikr is the Rabbanan. If a person passes gas, and you cannot daven in the presence of a bad smell, the person passing gas, it comes from the ipush of the body, etc., from the body decomposing items, etc., it creates that smell. That smell that you must cannot daven in its presence is a Din Rabbanan. That you cannot daven in the presence of Tzoya is a Din Rais. You cannot daven in the presence of the smell of Tzoya, we assume that's also the Rais. Okay, that which you need dalet amos beyond the end of the smell, that's a din rabbanan. So now over here we're dealing with an argument in this din, is there a din rabbanan over here or not? The moving dalet amos at this point in time when it's covered. So that's so pasha, you'd be mokum to say, at least you can be makel on that point.
Well, you were talking about where you've covered it.
When you covered it,
yeah.
Right. Okay, Sif Beis.
Oh, good evening, Mr. Marvis.
Soya Beguma, you have a case where there's some type of a little depression in the ground, and there's soya in there. So Maniach Sandolo Aleha Bekare, he puts his shoe, he can stand over it with his foot, with his shoe, and his shoe thereby is covering it. So even though he's directly above this soya, but since it's covered, it's in the ground, it's covered by the shoe, it's going to be mutter. However, this is going to permit it as long as there's no smell. It's only talking about it's not touching. In other words, the same way, if the tzoya is touching him, he cannot say Kriya Shema. So if the tzoya is touching his begadim, he cannot say Kriya Shema either. The point is, it's down a little bit. There's a little small hole over there, it's down it. He covers it with a shoe. His shoe is not touching the tzoya. That case is mut.
Here we're saying that there's no reachra coming to begin with.
In the case, there was no reachra, right? Okay.
No din of dalet amos in that case.
No, there is. Well, there's a din of kisui. If there's no kisui, you would need dalet amos.
Right.
Right. But over here, he's been mechasit. Okay. Sandalo is sifkat and dalet. So lav dafka sandal. The truth is, it doesn't have to be specifically with the shoe. Duhudim be'ezadar v'shemachasa mahani. Whatever you cover with, it's fine. V'nokat sandal. The reason why the Shulchan Aruch discussed a case of a shoe is lotema the bottle of gabi gufoy, rabbi kamoy shemachas or seberaglov yekefo, the bavari ain gufoy choshev kisu kamash mamak. Let's say you're barefoot. You want to accomplish the same thing by standing over this little hole with your foot. It's not touching your foot, etc. That doesn't work. Because we saw before that many times for these purposes, the body cannot cover what it needs to cover. Right? So saying that, so if that's true, that the body cannot function, because you cannot be together with it. So you can't argue, listen, I'm not with it because my body's covering it. That's exactly the problem. Right, a person lies over the soya. You know, so I'm covering the soya. That's exactly the problem. Is you are in the presence of the soya, so your body cannot act as the covering to permit you then to read. So maybe I should argue that my shoe is considered, it becomes bottle to my goof, and it's considered that my body is covering it. So that's the chiddush, that we don't say that, and the shoe can work. That's the chiddush over here. Okay.
Well, just like I see, follow the covering doesn't have to be opaque.
Correct. Correct. Shlo yehei, and it told me there was no smell. I feel him ain't soya mispashit. Study has sound them in bechutz and anir. The soya is not; it's totally covered. It's not spreading off to any sides, etc. Vavagav the shoshes I feel in the geu duke boshar when they shein a roit near me bechutz. By the case of the shoshes, the fact that it's touching the covering doesn't bother us. I'm sorry, it's going on that it shouldn't touch the sandal. But by the case of the sandal, the fact that it's touching is a problem. It's only a problem because you're wearing it. So as wearing it, we cannot have that it's touching that much. Even though we're arguing that the sandal is not bottled to you, we can use it for kisui. But if it's touching the sandal, like it's touching you, and that's not going to be acceptable. If you take the shoe off and cover it with the shoe, so fine. The shoe is not part of your. You're not wearing the shoe anymore, so that's fine. Okay. Now this halacha that if it's touching, it's a problem. Both the sefer erlus tamid and the sefer prima godim, both are inclined to say the imachah shakara kriyashma ubirchoy seha. If after they read Kriya Shema, they realized that there was something touching the bottom of a shoe. So this is the problem. You realize, you know, they lived in a world where animals walked around, etc. This was part of the... So on the bottom of a shoe, there was soya. There was some type of excrement from an animal. So in that situation, he has to read Kriya Shema again, obviously after he moves it. But below Birchus Seha, he does not repeat the Birchus Kriya Shema, Ayin Shom. If it not only was on the bottom, but also moved to the side, so now it's visible in that situation. So over there, that the tzoya was actually visible, so it's not just that you weren't, it's a Kriya Shema, but there was an issue to read Kriya Shema under these circumstances. Tzoya, which is visible, you're over an issue of reading it, so obviously you're not your tzoya, but in that situation, that you read Kriya Shema in a way which is also to do.
What's the chiluk between that and if it's not? So here he's saying you should still repeat Kriya Shema. Is that only? Are you still yotze even if you didn't repeat it? Or is he saying? Is he saying over there that you might have to? There's a discussion as to whether you even have to repeat the brachos.
I would assume you would have to repeat the brachos in that situation also. Unless he talks about a case where the person would have no reason at all to be considered the possibility that the tzoya was there, or that's what he deals with later on, is that which you say that you're not yotze, even tefila, which is the rabbanon, which you're talking about over there, is b'diavad, is talking about when you should have checked and for the possibility and you didn't. Mm-hmm. So we'll talk about that later on. Okay. Gimel. Heviru tzoya lefonav also likris connected. Even though the tzoya is not stationary. In other words, we don't argue that the reason why tzoya is a problem is because tzoya, as it were, contaminates the place that it's in. So we have tzoya which is now which is moving, it's mobile, it's not, you can't say that it defines the place. This is a place of tzoya, because the tzoya itself is moving. So the loch is not, it's still its osur. You cannot read when it's present, there's an isser of reading Kriyishma. Now, then the Shulchan Aruch says, Pi chazir ketzoya veres domi. Since the chazirim that they would be in the cities, etc., they would always nose around into the garbage piles, which included soy of animals, etc., in those days. So he has a din of soy of eris, that the soy is moving through. Even if the chazir just went for a bath in the river, so it's cleaned off any items which are on its body, it has a status of a graf sharei, of a chamber pot, which is also, even if there's nothing in it, because it becomes a place which is a depository of this, the tzoya, it becomes also for itself.
Is he going to talk about a difference between if there's any chiluk between tzoya from the hamas versus of?
We're going to get to that. Yeah, that's Ayin Tes.
We have it right here in Ketner.
Yeah, so we passed actually that soya from Oifis, except for chickens, in general, not a problem. That's Ayin. It'd be Ayin Tes. So, yeah. Ayin Tes.
I see in Zion there, in terms of the Turnagolan.
Zion, yeah. Right. Okay. Sif Cotton Dalit. Sif Cotton Zion, I'm sorry. Lefonov, who didn't even hear you shot up in Emayim? The chair was floating on the water, would be the same point. That even though it's not stationary, it's still a problem when you're in the presence of it. Kenegdo, you can't read in its presence. I'm basically saying the server then lechalik ben soya over kabul averis. So there's no difference in the fact that the soya is stationary or the soya is mobile, which means the argument being if it's stationary, it as it were contaminates the place for direct kedusha purposes. So if it's averis, it doesn't really have a mokum. So we should argue that should be true. There's no difference, and therefore, okay. You cannot read in the presence of it. So as long as you can see it, it's a problem. Whether the tzoya is stationary or it's moving behind you, you have to move with dalad amos away from the tzoya, mimokam shekol areich, from the point where the smell has dissipated. It's passing in front of you, but it's on the side of you. Before you reach within Dalad Amos of the item, or after you've passed it, Dalad Amos, it's permitted. The point is on the side has the same status as being behind you. The side with Dalad Amos, welcome to Shekol Areich, which is 4 Amos from the place where the smell is dissipated. As long as the tzoya is open and has a smell, that's called the welcome of the tzoya. But then after that, you move Dalad Amos away. So there's this interesting discussion, which is, it comes up in a few areas, of Stodin Shalafonov. So we have behind you, we have in front of you, we have to the side of you, we have to the side of you, but not directly in front of you, you're looking forward, you wouldn't necessarily, but it's in front of you, but it's off to the side. So what the Mishnah Berurah is saying right now, that even though right now it's in front of you, since when you're going to pass, as you're passing it, you're going to pass it off to your side, we're judging that as if it's Stodin Shalafonov. which is sort of like studded. So as long as your dalalama is away from it, again, now, as the more it's towards the forward, the more it's in your range of vision. The more it's to your side, the less it is. You know, something is over here, I don't necessarily see. Someone's over there, I'm going to, that's in my range of vision. That pash is, like many person has zinov lefonov.
That's interesting. So if practically speaking, so if it's when it's directly to your side, if it's more than dalal amos, then is it still considered tido when it's forward, or it depends?
No, I'm saying if it's directly to your side, so let's say I'm going to hit with something which doesn't have any smell, which make it easy, okay?
Yeah.
So the item is 4 amos away from me, I'm fine.
Right?
Now I step back a little bit. So now it's no longer on my side, it's a Masada in front of me. So if I'm normal facing forward, I'm not going to see it. That's called so-called studded.
You have the judgment, though, in terms of your own field of vision. People have different...
I'm not sure about that. Mm-hmm. The place also where it comes up in regards to the halachas of person's davening. So when she talks about the halacha, you shouldn't sit down in front of a person who's davening.
Okay.
Even if it's beyond Dalai Lama's, according to one opinion, if you're directly in front of him, so you shouldn't sit down directly in front of him, even if he's more than Dalai Lama's away. So, okay, person's davening, so I'm looking forward, but I'm off to the side, not directly in front of him. So how do you define in front of him? So we have the same issue of Stanim Shalafonov.
That is when you don't have a mechitza, what would qualify as something that's
a blockage, right, correct.
The tables don't
make it, yeah. Okay, so that is the Taz and the Pichadosh. V'abach v'el yirabach poskel, t'kim in the tzara v'erisi, v'en ha-medes ha-mokha mechad, since it's moving and it doesn't have its own place, so sagi b'rchokas dal ramas v'mokham shekol ha-rech ha-filo m'lefonov. This issue of milafonov, if it's visible, it's a problem. It's only if it's stationary, because then it becomes, that's its mokham, and you shouldn't be, but if it's moving, even though it's in front of you, you all you need is Dalai Lama's from the place where the smell dissipates. You should be marked with a chachila, like the opinion that you need maloy enov, as long as it's visible, it's a problem. Then you better have it. In karkorav yispalo b'hoyisat soya veris lefonim mechutz Dalai Lama's. I'm from Gadam Shekosta b'zev l'shernoi. If you did daven under those circumstances, so you would not repeat Shema Esrei, but you would repeat Shema without its brachas. Without brachas.
I'd say
below Birchusa. Below Birchusa. So you'd repeat Kriya Shema without the brachas, but Shema and not Shema Esrei. We'll see later on when talking about, you know, sometimes it's relevant, you know, you have a child who's dirtied himself. So if they're wearing a diaper, so that it's covered. If it smells, so the fact that it's covered with the diaper doesn't help. The person's davening, benching at home, and wherever it is, and then, you know, somebody else takes the baby to the bathroom to clean him up. You know, but they walk in front of your line of vision. For that period of time, you have that soya. It's soya milafonov, which is mechusa, but it's he smells the reich ra, so it's like it's not mechusa. So it gets back into the prima donna before. As long as you can smell it, so you have a problem, you have to stop. But it's moving. So in the case of the if you would move it, 1 second, am I getting this right? If I get this right, you're gonna. It's covered, so it's not visible. So the Moloi Enav doesn't apply. The only problem is the Reach. So it's welcome Shekola Reach. So that's not this case. Because that's the case where it's covered. This case is where it's visible. Okay, I'm sorry. The case over here is where it's visible. The case of the casing of the diaper, it was covered.
Hopefully.
Even though... The Havik Graf, now the Pi Chazir is like Graf Sharei. We mechaloim pasuch, but Chazir over imotolikris, ayin simenayin test, sip beis birelocha, mishabur mashak nitliv shom. So they would have a problem. You'd have the Chazir walking through the streets, you're in the house, and the window was open. So you don't necessarily smell anything, but it's visible, but you're in a different Rishus. So does a different rishus help for this purpose of tzayor averis or not? And that's, it says, he sends us to find, we'll find out later on. Okay, now. He has soy on his body, and it's covered, but it's actually on his body. So their basic kisei was specifically designated for the purpose of basic kisei. So the basic kisei itself has a din of every there inside there is a considered makam tzaya, the whole basic kisei. It's a makam of this, it's used just for that purpose, etc. It wasn't pretty clean, but there's no smell issue. And his hand is inside of the basic kisei. Derech her. He's outside, his hand is inside. So it's like his hand is touching tzaya. Yesh matirim likres yesh oisrim. Some argue that that's going to be considered mutter, and some say that's going to be usher. Now, v'yesh armrim d'lo hitter amater b'tzoyal b'tzoyal b'mokam shehim nixo me'alel b'loy malbush. Gan atzila yodav v'nochal nasas k'divri amakra b'shech b'zar shal b'tzoyal dinu k'tzoyal. Okay, so some argue that this hitter is only talking about the parts of the body which are normally naturally covered. So there are kisi on the body is not a heter per se, because the problem here is that you shouldn't be together with the tzoya. So, well, we're all covered with this garment together. That's wonderful, right? But this argument is saying, so that's why some say it's also. And some say, no, that it is possible that kisui, parts of the body which are normally not visible, that's also called a kisui, because that's naturally not visible. So it would be, so in that type of situation, then if you have kisui begged, well, it's going to be mutter. The last point that he said, Ramos says, is that Sheikh Bazar, a person has semen came out of his body, it's on his boser, that's a din like soya, regards to the surim of reading Kriyashma, etc. Okay, let's see Sima Shapiro. So cotton you at the top of this on this page. Bibi Godov. A person went to the bathroom, he relieved himself, and he's cleaned himself afterwards, and his hands are dirtied from the process of cleaning himself after the basic kisei. There's no actual item on the body, on the hands, soya. It's not clean, it wasn't clean, he didn't really clean his hand. There's nothing there, but it's you know, he's touched. So there's the dirtiness of it in the sense that he touched it, but there's no smell anymore. It's like you have the moisture on a person's hand from the sweat. Surely, Chris connect. I feel blikisui. So somebody else can read, even though this person's hands are not cleaned yet. But he himself, so if we is a person has on his body the sweatiness from the parts of the body which are normally covered, or he scratches his head, he rubs his hands into this, and he takes out that sweaty stuff that's in the hair, you can't read Kriyashma. You yourself cannot read Kriyashma. In that circumstance, or say any different tar in that sense. So you wash your hands, or you cleanse your hands. So that's obviously that the person who have the same issue with the basic kisei would have the same issue, that he can't daven at all. But if it's somebody else, if there's no mamashos there, there's no issue to read. Okay.
Saying if you in that situation, you could just, if you didn't have water immediately available, you could just wipe it on something.
So Nika Yodov, there are certain items which the halacha says are sufficient for considering cleansing your hands. It can be on a garment, it can be on rubbing it in the wood chips. But it has to be mamash the whole, has to have all the whole hand. It's not enough to place of the person has to have it to the fingers. He has to, you know, hold the whole hand. Everything has to be cleansed.
Like the back of the chair isn't going to get in between so easily.
Right. Maybe the person theoretically could rub, you know, against each finger separately in between in and out. But it's a process. Okay, Chori, put it through a hole. But so what's the point of the hole? Mechitza yesh b'no levein besa kise. There was a separation between the two places, him and the place where the basic kise is. And he put his hand beyond that mechitza. Adilat hemahachi, hello yeshem, the simon pegimel, the osulikus connected mechitza basic kise, the katsoya damya. The walls of the actual outhouse have a din like soya. You can't read facing that wall either. I mean, there was another fence besides that. Which, so you're not seeing the walls of the Beis HaKisei, but he reached through or reached past it, and his hands inside. So some say it's mutter and some say it's asr. Now, what's the argument of those which are matter? Those are asr. We understand. So part of your body is in a place where there's soya, and the Torah does not allow you to say the words of kedusha when your body is together with soya. So any part of your body should be problematic. So what should be the opinion of those which are, permits the person to say, to daven under these circumstances? So he says, that the materium argue like this, Yudbeis, l'ksiv kol ha'neshama tahalo ka, so that they darshan, l'hanu ha'peh v'achoytem v'chlal la'hilol, avalo shari avorim. The process of speaking to Hashem is though with the mouth and with the nose, etc. Therefore, the rest of the body, afilo enam the kiyim, sure, even though they are not, in this sense, they're with soya. So that's going, according to this opinion, that is going to mutter. What do they argue? The time of the The whole body speaks to Hashem. All of my bones talk to Hashem. So the whole body has to be clean. So if any part of your body is within Dalai Lama's of the Tzoya, it's a problem, according to this opinion. According to the Osir.
This is all in the Durabanan. They're looking for for support from Psukim and Tehillim. It sounds like it.
Because over here the case is that the Tzoya is Mechus, it's covered. Right. On the other hand, it's touching your body. So you want to know, is that the Isser? So they're arguing whatever part if this part of the body is the part that speaks. So this part has no shaykhus to the tzoya. As far as it's concerned, the tzoya is covered.
So they really are the ikar halakha they're dealing with is really the derisive because we're saying that.
Correct.
That they had where there was mamash tzoa there, right? Because I know there's a whole discussion about that you can wash your hands in our bathroom, but it works.
Well, we'll get to that.
Yeah.
Right.
But this would be related to that, right?
Because that is true. Correct.
You're sticking your hand into a place that actually has tzoa.
Correct. Or since it normally has soya, it has din like soya, even though it doesn't have right now. He's wearing multiple layers of clothing, and it's on the outside of one of the inner layer, so it's not touching his body, and then it's not visible either because there's another layer on top of it. So then, we don't say that the clothing is part of you, and therefore it's like it's on you. The clothing is a separate item, so it's not on you, it's on the clothing. But it's visible. No, it's covered. The case is there was another layer on top of it, so then there's no problem. But it is proper that your clothing should be clean, you should be davening to Hashem in a way which is respectable. So your clothing should be clean. And this is, obviously, this is much more of a issue for them. They have this as being all over the place. I once saw a quote from an article from the early 1900s. I guess we don't live in those worlds. The living world, there was constantly droppings in the street. So they just had developing the automobile, and they're talking about how we're going to live in this new world, which will be clean and there'd be no noise because you wouldn't have the noise of all the animals braying, etc. This nice, quiet, clean, new world that we're going to create by having the automobile. That's what they were predicting. Like, I guess from their vantage point, like that was a very exciting proposition. Not having,
sure.
You know, but some of it didn't play out exactly as predicted. Yud Gimel, so if it's in a part of your body which is normally covered, let's say under the person's elbow, armpit, and then there's a cover of clothing, that's mutter. You should be machmer. That the main problem is the parts of the body with the part of the body which creates speech, but the other part of the body, the fact that they start touching it when not bidi evid, in a case of shasat chak, you rely on that. Now, the next point that Ramah threw in a side halacha. If a person has sheikh mazera on his body, he has semen on his body, it's a lach like tzaya. Tesvava. Rasul Armer, Al Kain, Yesh Lahak Rabba, Kashiel Basari, Afshi Makusa, Kwembe Tzaya, even though it's in the part of the body which is covered. But since it's like tzaya, it's a problem. Therefore, Al Kashiel Al Bagadab Makusa, but if it's only on the garment, not on the person's body, and it's covered, so then we said before that's mutter. Now, comes the shabur point of yesharim the enok kitzoyim. The Morgan Ram and the Gra disagree with this psak of the Ramah, and they say that shechuzer is not like tzoyim. Miu b'sefer chasidim muha dafila al begadav b'mechusa yesh l'roch tzoyim l'pashtoy. Shall you dabek by hatuma? But since shechuzer represents element of tuma, tuma's carry, the person should remove it. They carry and the person was improperly released Zera to have it on his garment would act as a reminder when he's davening that he's done an Avera. That's obviously improper. So that's not a problem on the halachic aspect of the Nebtsoya. It's along the lines of the proper presence of Hashem. And the idea of not to remind the person done something improper. Let's hold it here.